Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Braden. Well, this is your show. I just host it. I take all your spooky calls, your ghost calls. You've seen some UFOs, some cryptids. You had a scary interaction with a shadow person. This is the place to call. This is the place to call. Cosmic Channels, 1-833-703-0424. Listen. At the top of the show, if you were listening to the live stream from last Thursday, I said that, you know, I had said that I was down on the show and we beat all records. Well, I just pulled up the download report for today. And I don't know how. I've got to say a huge thank you to everyone out there that's listening to Cosmic Channels, because the numbers from last week, which were all-time high numbers, somehow we doubled. That's never been done in the Cosmic Channels. The all-time high has been slowly growing. You could see the growth. And then all of a sudden, we have this huge candle of downloads that has doubled our previous all-time high. So thank you so much to everyone who's listening to Cosmic Channels. This is your show. Like I said, everything we raise, we fundraise for it, we put back in. I take all feedback from the listeners on how to, you know, what we can do, what we can tweak. But listen, as you know, no one's here to listen to me yammer on. We're here to listen to your calls, and we already have a caller on the line. We have Charles from Indiana. How's it going tonight, Charles? Charles, are you there? Charles? Charles?
I'm muted right now.
You're not muted. I can hear you. Are you watching the live stream? Charles? Charles?
Yep.
Sorry.
There we go.
No, you know what?
You muted me. I got a stream on my laptop and you muted me. Come on, man.
That's my bad. I lied when I said you off hold. I did not take you off hold. I didn't do anything. I totally missed I missed the hold button with my finger and I was like, I don't know why this isn't working. Charles, what's going on tonight?
So I wanted to call in last week, but I got tired because East Coast versus West Coast. But I got ghosts.
I love it.
Like multiple ghosts.
I love it. And you were saying you called early. And listen, I love when people call early because twofold. It helps me set up the show because I truly never know if anything's working. So it always kind of gives me some time to just sound check some levels, make sure everything's good. And stuff like that. So it's always really appreciated when I get that first call a little early. Secondly, you said you were telling me something about someone who turned you on to the show.
You're cutting out on me.
Oh, no. I'm cutting out? One second. Yeah. Let's I gotta. If you're watching on Instagram, I got to lose the Instagram feed.
I've got it on YouTube right now, so.
Yeah, let's try. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
There we go. Because I moved the studio, and the studio is still, hopefully I can have it hardwired in before next week. I can't run everything all at once. So it's like some things lag down. So Instagram, if you were listening on Instagram, you know what? Tough titties. Go somewhere else. You got to go. We got YouTube still. We got Facebook. Go check out there. Charles, you were telling me about who turned you on to the show.
There was a guy on the Paw Patrol show. He was a stagehand, like, I think probably 6 years ago. It's like, hey, you like aliens? I'm like, yeah, I like aliens. Like, well, listen to aliens. Seriously. I was changing the marquee at Old National Center in Indianapolis, which is part of my story, too. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great. I've been listening ever since. So it's been a long time. First time caller. I listen to Cosmic Channels ever since it started. But I got ghost stories.
I love the fact that there was a Paw Patrol stagehand, because 6 years ago, like, listen, we're crossing over now. Like, all the theorists, we all got kids. We're coming into the Paw Patrol age for the theorists. So it's a funny little overlap. Let's hear your ghost story. What do you got for us tonight?
All right. So I guess ghosts surround me. So in my new place right now, I got a ghost here. I was having a sleep paralysis episode, and I woke up and I saw the ghost. I'm like, okay, I got to get out of the sleep paralysis episode. So I got up, ghost is still there, and I'm an aggressive middle-aged man, so I swung at him, went through him, turned the light on, disappeared.
Weird. It's just like, wake up from a sleep, and someone's standing like full, like see-through apparition, full, just person, shadow. Describe what you're seeing.
A guy in a white shirt and blue jeans, face to face, like within like 6 inches. I punched it.
White shirt and blue jeans?
Yeah, it was clear as day.
That's fucking Bruce Springsteen. You're describing Bruce Springsteen.
Was it? I mean, this is Indiana, not New Jersey. So.
Yeah, I guess so. It's so strange, like leaning over the bed, hovering. Like, how is it? How is he standing there?
I was asleep on the couch. And he was just standing next to our television.
And just
so, like, I was like, hey, intruder, fight or flight, fight. And then I turned the light on and just disappeared as an older man.
When you took a swing at him, did you go, like, go right through? Like, did you swing with such force and miss that you, like, threw yourself off balance at all? Like, was it quite a jarring episode?
It was a haymaker, so yeah, I threw myself off balance a little bit. But.
Yeah, and then nothing.
But yeah, nothing. So I used to work at a haunted music venue too.
Okay, where was that? Well, hold on, before we get to the music venue, this is your place of residence where this happened?
Where I'm sitting right now.
Any other issues in that house? Footsteps? Any other kind of precursors? Or is this a one-off kind of thing?
So my girlfriend's a hippie, and we've staged a lot, but there used to be a corner in my bedroom that the dog wouldn't walk into.
Ooh, that's kind of strange.
And so we just, we staged a lot, and we haven't had any issues.
Yeah. I've never had to stage a house, but I've heard that that's the ticket. So it's like, it sounds if you're doing it regularly, you're keeping, you know, whatever was there at bay, maybe. No issues since the staging and continued staging.
No. It's been about four stages afterwards, so we're doing better.
Good. Well, I mean, that's a testament to people who think there's something. Like, I should have staged my parents' house when I was growing up, because it's people say, like, that's the ticket. If that doesn't work, then you got to bring in the heavy guns. You're going to the church or something like that.
Well, we can't afford heavy guns. We're in Indianapolis.
Yeah. So tell me about this haunted music venue.
All right. So it's a place called Old National Center, downtown Indianapolis.
Okay.
Yep. It's like a Freemason Shriner venue.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the old potentate, which is the president in Mason terms, passed away from a heart attack before going to a show in, like, I think 1920, and he's been haunting the building ever since.
Like, they just,
and I thought, like,
ghost apparition walking around, like, what did you hear before you had your experience?
So I heard he haunted his fox, It's a theater of general admission show room and a small venue. So in the theater, he would haunt his seat and just have a blue light when all the lights were out at 3 a.m. I'm like, oh, whatever. They renovated since then, so he stopped haunting the theater. But he still, like, just meandered around the building. So on my second day of working there, I was going to the bathroom around 2 a.m. Just wanted to leave, about to clock out. All the urinals around me flushed. And they were all motion sensor. So I just stopped peeing and just ran out the door. Didn't clock out or anything. That was my introduction to the ghost.
Weird.
Then that's what I fixed. I was a maintenance guy. So like I fixed the toilets and they're all battery operated motion sensors.
Very strange. What was your initial thoughts when it was happening?
I didn't even think. I just sprinted because I'm like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Everything's wrong right now.
And everyone always asks when people are telling ghost stories and stuff, like any weird smells, anything like that? Like,
No. The building had a bunch of like cold spots, but I was trying to just go home because it was 3 a.m. So. Yeah.
There's no better reason to go home than you're like, oh, well, it's ghost time. I'm out of here.
Well, no, that's part of the problem. So every time I was there at 3 a.m., I became a manager. And at 3 a.m., I would start hearing footsteps outside my office, and no one else was in the building. Because we did concerts, so like we were there late cleaning up, and then I'd do paperwork afterwards. So I was there until at least 3 or 4 a.m. And around 3 a.m., I would hear footsteps outside my office, like light steps. And everyone else was gone, so I'd go out and look, and there was nothing.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah.
So. I hate the footsteps bother me, and I can relate to them so much because I've had so that's probably the number one experience I've had is the ghost footprints. And it's the weirdest thing, and people have been like, Oh, it's floors creaking and wood expanding, and I'm like, no, I've heard that. I know the difference. I've heard people walk in my house, and so it's like when you hear it, you're like, ugh, what the fuck?
Well, it's terrazzo too. Like, there's no expanding or contracting. It's like solid stone.
Yeah. So you like, it's like so, very apparent of what a footprint sounds like on it.
And so like, here comes another thing. So like, I used to change the light bulbs. Like, it was a bunch of ornamental light bulbs, and every time I like looked at one to change it, it would explode.
Like the filament inside, or like the whole bulb just psh.
The glass would explode.
Wild. So this bulb is already dead, and you're going to change it.
I'm coming to touch it, and the glass explodes.
How often did that happen?
It happened about 7 times in 3 years.
Now, my question is, like, in my head, I'm trying to be like, okay, is there any, like, can I chalk this up? Like, how old are these lights you're changing? Are they those, like, those long, like, tubes that the wrestlers smack each other with, like, really brittle? Like, any chance that, like, just disturbing the housing becomes so brittle that they're just fall apart?
I mean, they were ornamental.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, they were glass. They weren't, like, cheap.
Yeah. That's so stupid. Would they just crack and crumble, or like actually like explode out? Like
explode. Like the only thing left was the socket in there.
Oh, it's so strange.
Yeah. It was pretty haunted. So my boss actually saw the ghost. So he went up to the attic in our freight elevator, and he opened the door, and the ghost was staring right at him. Just like when the doors open, like cold just like surrounded him, and he saw the old man just standing there right in front of him.
Oh, it's so weird. Do they do like, why don't they do haunted tours or anything? They ever done anything like that in the building?
Well, because it's a Live Nation venue.
Yeah.
And Live Nation doesn't want that negativity.
I guess so, yeah. Just seems to me like they do
haunted tours outside. But yeah, they don't go inside.
So strange. And It's so weird to have a spot. Like, have they ever reached out to like have someone come in and kind of check the building over or anything like that?
They don't want that publicity. It's Live Nation. They want to stay up on the level.
Yes. So nothing. They're just like, well, deal with it, everyone.
I mean, like, there's plenty of publications online about like how haunted the building is, but it's I've seen it firsthand. It's very uncomfortable.
I'm just surprised that like there's never been like a, you know, like a Zach Bagans like YouTube overnight of like this place.
Well, it's a corporation, so they don't want them in there.
Yeah, I know. It's just like
that's really the only reason.
That's so strange.
America's
like,
weird.
Yeah, like the History Channel shit. Like they got some feelers and stuff. And I mean, some of these ghost hunting shows are like have some pretty far spanning reach of some, you know, to get. It's just, it's weird that this place, what's it called again?
It's Old National Center, downtown Indianapolis.
Old National Center. Man, you should pick yourself up like a spirit box or an EMF and just bring it into work with you.
Well, I stopped working there about 9 years ago. So maybe
there's some, like, I would love to hear other people that have worked from their other accounts. So hopefully your story other people are like, I worked there too. It is fucked up.
No, I can send them all your way.
Yeah.
Oh, I also mentioned at 3:33 a.m., the elevator is always broke.
That's so just turned off. Weird. Fuck.
After 3 a.m., I couldn't take the elevator because I was the only one who knew how to fix it.
I feel like there's got to be more history in that building than just like some president of the club having a heart attack. For all this kind of,
I mean, there was a bunch of French and Indian War stuff here, but
yeah, it's strange. I'm interested to try to learn the history of that building. But if you have other people that you knew that worked there that had experiences, call. I would love to hear more accounts of this from this building.
All right, I will do, Braden.
Thank you so much for calling in. I love people's workplace experiences of haunted buildings. So hopefully your call inspires others to call in and share, you know, their fucked up places they worked.
Hell yeah, Braden. Thank you very much, man. I'll listen next week and listen on Tuesday, Monday.
Beauty. Thanks, Charles.
All right, bye.
Bye. Oh, when I hear these stories of these accounts, I'm always like, why? You know, I get it. They don't want the people in there filming this stuff. And because then, you know, I think it draws a crowd and maybe not the crowd that everyone wants. But these haunted buildings, man, they're terrifying. And some of these buildings, you just go in and you're like, the vibe is off 100%. So you got a story? You got a story about a haunted building that you worked in, a haunted building you know about? Or do you live somewhere haunted? Colin. Lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. I saw someone was on hold, but I think I just lost them before. Someone on the chat saying, heads up, your Twitch channel social links seem to be broken. What do you mean broken? I'll figure that out. What do you mean? They don't go anywhere? I'll have to figure that out. The other thing is, as it's getting hotter, we're getting into the sunny season. Humming and hawing if it's better to have, you know, maybe push the show a little later in the summer. But I know that pushes the show later for the East Coaster. So I'm always kind of torn as to when the best time would be for, you know, for this. Taking feedback and suggestions in the chat, you know, if this is a good time, this 6 to, you know, kind of 7:30-ish, depending on the call volume, works for me. But I, you know, I'm always open to kind of move things around and try different dates and try different times. So if we have any ideas if in the chat of what we think might work better, because we are on the back half of season 8. Like we made the changes that we did. We've been riding them. So we're on the back half of season 8, probably only going to do between 3 and 5 more for season 8. Then I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And then I'd like to make some, I like to revamp, you know, keep it fresh. So if you have ideas that you want change or cool ideas that you want me to try out for season 9, if it's good enough, I implement them right away. But that's kind of what I'm thinking. And as always, we're raising money for ads, Instagram ads, because I want to really launch a bunch of Instagram ads in London and the UK, because we raised enough money to get that UK phone number. So before I activate that and go live, I'd like to run a couple ads in the UK and, you know, get our listenership up there so we can elicit some more UK calls. But the lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. But we got a caller on the line. Call us a priority. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Lauren from Wisconsin.
Hey, Lauren, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad tonight. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I actually have a ghost story. I've been listening to you guys forever, but I've been too much of a baby to call in. But
oh, thank you so much for calling. You don't have to be a baby. It's not, I mean, I get it, but it's not nerve-wracking. It's not.
I know. You always say you're nice to talk to, so yeah. I believe you.
So my
story takes place in Indianapolis. Your last caller inspired me.
Oh.
Yeah, I've actually been
Thank
to that
you, Charles.
Concert venue that he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have any ghost experience there, but it's a cool venue.
Yeah, but you're familiar.
Yeah. So I lived in Indianapolis about 10 years ago. I lived in an apartment with some roommates, and we were just like going through a ghost phase, and we just watched everything about ghosts all the time. We watched a show called My Ghost Story Caught on Camera, and it was just like super ridiculous, but we're obsessed. So we started like feeling afraid in the house all the time, but we're like, no, this is just because we're watching this shit all the time. Like, there's nothing actually here. So we'd kind of let it go, but we'd also kind of like leave lights on in the house all the time because we weren't too sure. So one day, it was the middle of the day, and I was sitting on my bed, and I was eating ice cream, and I put the bowl down next to my bed, and I just like turned to do some stuff, and I heard the sound of my spoon slowly going around the edge of the bowl.
Oh,
yeah. And it was like a distinct sound, like the sound of a spoon on a bowl, like a glass bowl. It was like very distinct. I kind of just like sat there frozen for a second.
Yeah, like someone took their finger and just kind of rubbed the stem of the spoon and rolled it around the edge.
Yeah. So I just like sat. I was like so afraid, like I did not want to turn around. But of course, when I turned around, nothing was there. But this was not like a dream police situation. It was like the middle of the day and the sun was out and everything. I wasn't even laying down. So that was like one of the first things. And I told my roommates and they were freaked out and we're like, oh, so maybe this is not just some, you know, because we're watching ghost stuff. So time went by and like we were feeling more and more uncomfortable. And one of my roommates worked really, really early in the morning. So she had to get up at like 4 and she was out there by herself, and she said that she saw just like a shadow pass slowly across the wall of the whole apartment, and it just like went really slow, and it was like in the moonlight because it was still very early, and just went like all the way across the apartment, and she like came and woke us all up immediately.
That's terrifying.
What
was your guys' reaction like getting up and hearing that?
I mean, we're like pretty terrified. Yeah. It was all like really scary, and it was again like proving that it wasn't just our imaginations, you know, like maybe because we were so obsessed with ghosts and we were like talking about it so much, we like opened ourselves up to it and, you know, let something in, I guess, is like what I would.
Yeah, I think that's a very good possibility, especially when you become, you know, when you go through a phase where you're like, I think, I mean, a lot of us that are interested in this kind of, you know, it is aliens and ghosts and stuff. You kind of like, you go and you go on binges, right? Where you'd be like, I found this show and I love it. I'm watching every episode. And then it's in your head, right? And then it's like, maybe there was something already in your house, but you never paid it really any conscious, like, attention because you weren't thinking. You were just like, where's my keys? Right? Can't find them. Oh, there they are. And not realizing that, no, they moved. And not questioning it. So you weren't really feeding whatever is there the attention. But now that you're aware of it and you're heightened sense, you're like, you're giving like all the attention to it that it's craving. And so now it's like, you know, it starts to snowball. Things, you know, gets bigger and bigger and bigger and you start to notice it more and more. So yeah, I think that's probably what happened there. What else happened?
You cut out.
Oh, I said, Lauren, what else happened there?
Oh, okay. So little stuff happened there, but after, you know, like all these things were happening, we started to research it. So I started like Googling things because this was a really old apartment building, like all brick, just like really old. Everything seemed almost original in it. So I researched and I found that nearby, there's like this one headstone and it's surrounded by fence and it's like the last remaining headstone of this Revolutionary War cemetery that was torn up, I mean, many, many, many years ago. And this headstone's like a few blocks away from the apartment. So I was like, interesting. There used to be a cemetery here. Like, what happened to the cemetery? So the more research I did, I found like news articles about people in the houses surrounding the apartment complex that would like do renovations and builds and shit and would find like bones under their house.
like
human bones. Like they moved the headstones, but not the graves. Yeah.
Ooh,
like that.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. So like then we were like even more validated in the shit we were seeing. We're like, no, this is not just because we're watching some stuff. Like, sure, we opened it up, but like there was legit history and possibly legit bodies like under that complex.
Under the house, remains, like human remains.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Now, did you do any saging or anything like that or?
No, I mean, like, when that lease was up, we were just, like, bye. Like, we moved to a different apartment. I don't think there was... This was over a matter of, like, a few months. So it wasn't, like, too long. And we just... When the lease was up, we were out of there.
Oh, that's... that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So was that, like, one of the primary reasons why you left?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was, like, to the point, again, that, like, we always had the lights on. Like, none of us really felt comfortable being home alone. Like, we were all, it was three female roommates. Oh, yeah, and I forgot, like, the front door would, like, open sometimes. So there was that. It just, like, was not a thing. It didn't necessarily feel, like, malevolent, but it was also not a comfortable feeling at all.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think I know what you mean when you say, like, it's just unsettling almost.
Like for some reason I felt like it was a woman, like I felt strongest in the kitchen, like I'm not saying she belonged there, but like it just felt strong in the kitchen. And like someone was always over my shoulder when I was cooking, like to the point where I didn't want to turn around, you know, like everyone says that in a ghost story, but that's just really how it felt. So yeah, I mean, it was a crazy thing, and even crazier to be like, there is actually history behind that. So yeah,
it's,
that's my story.
You kind of, Lauren, you kind of remind me too, because I really need to start asking people. And I know your situation there, you move nothing, right? Like after you move, it's all good.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, because I need to start asking that to try to narrow down if it's the house. But then I also got to remember to ask people if they've recently bought anything, because now I'm starting to like get, I'm really starting to get on this, like the bandwagon of like the marketplace hauntings of like people buying these like cursed objects that they have no idea. Like someone's like you know, they go antiquing and they buy some deceased person's like favorite heirloom, and then it, you know, yeah. they bring it into their house and they start to have these kind of issues. But in your case, you know, I think you probably through your guys' own research, probably like, I mean, if I was a bet man, that's probably where I'd put my money is like, yeah, they moved the headstones, didn't disturb the graves of these poor mm-hmm. souls. And, you know, it's their spirits are lingering, upset, right? That their remains were desecrated, basically, for a multiplex condo or whatever it is. I imagine that, you know, they're like, I paid good money for this plot. Right? This shouldn't happen.
Yeah, right.
So they're pissed off, right? So it's a very interesting one. I'm glad you got out of there. You ever think about messaging people in the building or anything, and being like, "Hey, anyone have weird experiences here? I used to live here. It was weird."
Right. I mean, I don't know anyone in that building now, and I live far away. But
well, if you're ever in the area,
anyone listening,
yeah, if you're
anyone
if you're,
listening in Indianapolis,
yeah, go to this building, throw up a little sign in with the pull tabs. Oh, that's what I should make. I should make Cosmic Channel, you know, where you post it. You'd be like, are you seeing weird stuff with just the pull tab numbers like they do for the AA things?
Yeah.
The number.
Yeah.
And it's just this number. Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Lauren, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that ghost story. I'm glad you guys got out of there when you did. Nothing too serious happened, and it made for a good story.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And it turns out like it wasn't scary to call in at all. So yes. Anyone that's scared,
I think those nerves come in. But listen, we're an easy show to call into here. We're all friends, so it's all good. Thank you so much, Lauren, for calling in, and take care of yourself.
Yep. Good night.
Bye. Love it, man. Listen, you got a haunted. You live in a haunted building. You've seen ghosts. This is a show 1-833-703-0424. We love hearing that stuff, the spooky stuff. Real spooky episode. Give me the heebie-jeebies. Chat. I don't know what's going on with the chat. If you're shooting chat messages, I can see them all, but the ones popping up on the stream are only certain ones. I don't know why. I think it should be. Like if you're watching, the only chats that'll show up on the live stream are from Twitch and YouTube, Cosmic Channels, I think. I'm not sure what's going on. I did a hard refresh on the chat there. But lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. Look at that. Caller on the line. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Braden? My name is Connor. I'm calling from Southern California.
What's going on, Connor? How's it going tonight?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad, man. I'll tell you, it's this new place where I have the meth laboratories. It's directly in the sun, so this little tin box starts to get a cooking.
You're cooking in there.
Oh, yeah, baby. I had the AC on before, and it was a comfortable. I was like, I'm going to make it chilly in there before I record. I was like, 21, and then I'll kill it. And then I'll ride the wave of coolness. And that lasted 25 minutes.
Man, I hope you get that breeze in there. Or else you're going to be a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I'm going to look like a broiled ham by the end of this episode. What do you got for us tonight?
I just wanted to talk some theories. Some theories about life. Everything. Ooh,
let's
anything.
Hear it.
Choose a topic. Consciousness, afterlife, life in general. Which one?
Well, let's go afterlife. I always like to hear people's, you know, what their thoughts on afterlife are.
All right. So, like, you know how religions are basically kind of guides on how to deal with death and, like, life kind of mostly in general. Every one of them is sort of based around life and death in some kind of way.
Yeah.
This is kind of perfect because I wrote down something about religion to talk about, and this ties in, so that's good. Like, death seems like it is like the next step of consciousness or like the next plane that our consciousness gets to go to after experiencing on this one. Because like this world in this space, like if we zoom out completely, we're in space, which is emptiness, with like the occasional flaming plasma ball the size of a million suns and stuff like that. You know, yeah. Simple stuff. Some of them got like some rocks, some volcanoes, some mountains, same rivers, same like build as our planet. But the difference is like those are barren. It looks like they were like fucking exploded nuclear disaster type worlds. And then you have Earth, which is the bubble of civilization, or so it seems. Scientists look out into the universe, looking for signs of life and intelligent like responses and frequencies and stuff like that. But we look past the Earth. We've been so desensitized to like where we're living that like we're literally like a bubble of civilization, of intelligence, like in all forms, from bugs to animals to humans. They're all intelligent in some way, and they're all like kind of based off of some weird, similar thingy. So like this Earth, this plane of existence for all of us experiencing it, I feel like it's just a moment in time, and time is just a continuous loop of experiences to like learn everything about itself in the perspective of the universe, I guess. So with death, I forgot who said it, but someone said matter is not created or destroyed, it's just recycled, basically.
Yeah, it's never destroyed.
So like if that's true, it can never be destroyed, and all people have like, I mean, they're all people. There's like a clear difference between us and like different species and stuff, and like it's humans are special in some kind of way. And like after this plane of existence, I'm not too sure what's after, but like all religious, they all kind of point to some like some weird version of the afterlife. And I think it's just interesting like researching the different ones and trying to like compare them to where they all fit one story, but maybe it's not one story, just like how we branched off from chimps and that kind of area of species. The universe kind of branches off in the same way in like different eras of like the civilizations. Like it seems honestly impossible that we have had other civilizations before us, like before the time of like industrialization and stuff, like all the ancient civilizations. The sheer connection between all of the people in those times has to be so much greater than now, to where we're all like desensitized, like I was saying earlier, kind of to just like life in general. Wow. So like those past civilizations really were in tune with it. So they should.
It seems like we're missing something. It seems somewhere. It seems like we're missing. There's like a missing some. We're missing something to, you know, how these civilizations.
Seems like someone's hiding something.
Well, I don't know if it's hiding or if it's just lost. Like we've. You know, our science is developed in a certain way, and our societies have developed in a certain way that we're not as in tune with nature and these other things that we're, you know, maybe we're, you know, it's one of those things where you're just missing a simple step. You know, whether that
and
be
I
with,
think
free,
that
with frequency,
is
like
being in tune with nature.
Yeah, because like, you know, ancient civilizations were like love frequencies and, you know, acoustics and like, it's very interesting to go into.
Yeah, everything real, it seems.
Have you ever read, this one's just based on your, you know, talking about the afterlife and stuff. Have you ever read, there's a short story, and I know the name. The name's called, the short story is called The Egg, and I think it's by Andy Weir. It's really short, really easy read.
I don't know. Maybe if you start like a little piece of it.
I'll kind of tell you a little. So basically, and I'm going to botch this. Go and read it. I'm going to kind of sum it up from my... I haven't read it in years.
I got a quick little Google thing up right now.
But the concept for me has kind of stuck with me always. And I don't necessarily believe this. I always just thought it was a really interesting idea where it's like this person dies and he meets like a god. this person, and he meets like a god. And he's like, what happened? He's like, I died. And he goes, what's now? And he goes, I send you back. And he goes, why am I going back? He goes, well, because you have to experience the next thing. Like, you're growing. He's like, what do you mean I'm growing? And basically, some of it is this person and this the earth and this universe is all an egg for this single consciousness that's growing into a god, but he has to experience everything. And I just remember it. It's like a really powerful message. And I think the message is supposed to be when you're interacting with people, you know, remember that you might be living in their shoes in the future, right? And so it's like you should,
yeah, that's really cool.
Those interactions, you should be kind because that's, you know, you're interacting with yourself. It's trippy at the same time, like, but it was a really cool short story. And it's always, that concept's always really stuck with me. And I don't necessarily believe that that's what happens, but I've just thought it was a cool one. And then when you were talking about the afterlife, it just popped back into my head. And I was like, oh, I'll share that. Maybe you'd get a kick of it too. But it's always fun to just kind of like, it's one of those, like, the unknown, man. We have no idea. So it's just fun to shoot the shit about, like, you know, what it could be. And it could be nothing. You could be, you know, dead in the dirt and that's that. Lights out, game over. And it's a sad thought, but that's a... You know, it's a possibility, and it just definitely feels like it's a gateway to something else. What that is, who knows? I don't, but it's always kind of fun. It's the great unknown, right? Like, you, there's no finding out until you die, right? So it's
pretty much
it's the last real surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that egg theory. That's an interesting way to think about it. I never thought of it as like we are. I mean, I kind of thought of it like that, but not really. Like the egg theory kind of brings it into like we're all making something.
Yeah, we're all together. We're all like learning. Everything you see, this is all making, building towards something. So that was kind of a interesting one. I know it's by I'm sure if you type and the egg by Andy Weir, I think that's his last name, or just by Andy.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
Sure it'll pop up. That'd be interesting. But hey, man, thank you. I love when people call in and just shoot the shit on theories. So what I want you to do, call in again, and we'll shoot the shit on life next time. So we did afterlife this time, and we'll save life for another time.
Oh, for sure.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Listen, you wanna call in? You wanna bounce a theory? You know, talk about, because maybe it'll inspire someone else. Maybe it'll, you know, have a key to someone else with something they've been thinking of. So call in 1-833-703-0424. Share your theories. I love shooting shit with theories. You got theories on conspiracy theories. You got life theories. I love it all. Call in. You think you know why ghosts do what they do? Colin, Zell in the chat saying there's a spider. No, I de-spidered the whole place. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. Those lines are hot. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, shit. Garrett from Tampa, Florida.
Garrett, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, brother?
You know, just chilling, sweating in my little sweat lodge here. I basically record in a sauna now. It's quite nice. I'm going to be so trim by summer, just sweating the pounds off right now. What do you got for us tonight?
All right, well, so I've actually I've messaged you guys on like the private channels a couple times before, and I had like a weird little Bigfoot story. But, you know, I finally decided to call in.
Good. Did you write in a story?
Kind of.
Maybe.
So I sent in. So this sounds weird as shit. I saw like the only way to describe it is like a fucking Ewok, man, without the fucking bandolier and fucking cool helmet.
Yeah. So you saw a little bear looking. Gremlin looking guy.
No, exactly. And that sounds crazy as shit. All right. So let me
read. It doesn't. Listen, that doesn't sound crazy to me. I've told it many times. I found Bigfoot prints and no one cared. It was wild.
So I live in the fucking middle of fucking Tampa, Florida, right? Fucking straight up fucking city. kind of, you know, a little town called Odessa, right? So we were skipping school one day, and we were, you know, climbing through the fucking woods and, you know, trying to avoid truancy, because that was a thing back in the day, you know, because we were scared of the cops.
Yeah, getting arrested for truancy.
So we were, you know, climbing through the fucking bushes and shit, and we went through the woods back behind the mattress giant, right? And there was like this, I don't know, big ass opening. This is before they really developed the area that was here. Put this in context. I am 32 years old, so this was probably 16 years ago.
Okay.
And I have my two best friends that are with me, right? And I can have them call in and justify this right now, right? So I disappeared for like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, right? And I cut. So I thought for sure that I was like following what looked to me, I thought it was a black bear, you know, because, you know, I'm not stupid. I have like, you know, cognitive abilities, and I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, well, it's walking on 2 feet and it's tiny and it's black. And I'm like, well, maybe it's a little black bear, right? But I'm like looking around for the mom. There's no big ass bear. So I just started following it. So I followed this thing for probably 45 minutes. And I followed around, and then
I have a question about when you were following. So when you were following this thing, you're definitely like, so it's walking. Is it walking upright?
Two legs, bro.
All right.
It's walking on two legs. Okay. It's literally like dodging behind trees, like on two legs. Like, it's hard to explain. Like when I first saw it, like I was like, what the hell is that? And like, I come around the corner, I'm like, and it just kept like trying to like get a little bit further out of my like view of line, you know what I mean? But I could tell that it was like something on two legs, and it was like maybe 3 foot tall.
And so how long did you follow for?
Well, what I thought was, I don't know, probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, I don't know. And then I finally lost track of it. Right. And so I come running back, and you know, I'm calling off my friends at this point because I lost them, and they find me, and I'm like, yo, and I'm trying to explain this to them, and they think I'm fucking crazy. Right.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're nuts, whatever, you know. And then, yo, we chalk it off to, you know, by the way, I'm like 14, 15 this time. So we chalk it off just, you know, who the hell knows. And then I completely fucking forget about it. Right.
Yeah.
Until, I don't know, maybe I was in my late 20s, and then it just got brought back up with one of my friends that I was in. Like, you remember that time you chased that little Bigfoot? And, like, it just flooded back. I'm like, holy shit, yeah.
That's so, I mean, Tampa, Florida, so we're probably talking swamp ape.
Skunk ape. Yeah,
The other thing is that, like, we've done some research into the area, and there was, like, because people are like,
the giants.
No. There was like a chimpanzee research facility in Florida.
Oh yeah. And they got like a, yo, bro, that's not a myth. That's true.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah, and they all fucking got out. Is this before then?
Oh, yeah. No. Not before. No, this is way after. But that Hurricane Andrew, that was like the East Coast, man. That was like Miami. Like, we didn't have any fucking radioactive chimpanzees. But
what I'm saying is maybe, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, listen, if you were in some real danger, if you were following a chimpanzee, right? Like, real danger. But that's what I'm thinking is, like, that's the only thing my brain can go.
I was 14 at the time, bro. I'd fight a chimpanzee. Let's go.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You
know, 14 year old me. I would have done it.
Yeah, yeah. You would have been like that lady on Oprah.
Yeah, bro. Fucking no lips, no eyes.
Yeah, yeah. That thing would have torn you apart.
Tell you what, I've been on Oprah, and I got some new lips and some new eyes.
Yeah, we've come a long way. It's still not good, but. See, I kind of lean towards that, but I'm like, I feel like if this thing, like maybe that, but it's interesting, like your description of like the Ewok thing, because I'm like, when you were looking at it, could it have been matted?
I'm telling you,
could have been matted fur? Was it fuzzy looking?
From what I saw, it looked like straight up, like, I, so it didn't look like it was wearing any clothes. I say Ewok, like, just because that's the only point of reference that I can think give of. You.
Yeah. So that's what the fur you know looked like, mean? Though? Like, fuzzy? Like, you could tell, like, you know...
He wasn't, like, blurry, like, out of focus, like, no, most, I was, you know, Bigfoot.
No, I just, I meant, like, the fur. Like, you know when you see a bear and you see bear fur? It's not, like, matted. You weren't looking at, like, matted, muddy fur. You were looking at, like...
I was not close enough to look at the okay. the... Fair you know, enough. The cleanliness of the fur.
Yeah, no,
I don't know enough. If he's been bathing in the streams or I don't know.
Yeah, because that's my only question. But it's like, you know, somebody in the chat says, it sounds like it was luring you.
Yeah, bro, it could have been. Fuck. Honestly, like I said, so I'm the only one of my friends that like, and honestly, that makes sense to me because it pulled me away. Like for, and I swear to God, I followed this thing for like 45 minutes. And all my friends to this day, like, well, I was only with two of them at the time, but they think that, like, they're the only ones that brought it up to me. Like, I completely forgot about this until they brought it up to me. Like, you remember that time you chased that Bigfoot and you had us convinced and you made us run through the woods for another hour and a half? I'm like, what? Oh, shit. Yeah, I do. Like, I don't know. That's weird to me, too, though.
Yeah, it's so weird that you, like, well, maybe, like, you're at the age of, like, you know, you see something and you get, maybe it's just one of those things where it's like, you're at that age where like, you know, you get some pushback from your peers and you're you know, you're not really sticking to your guns yet. You know what I mean? So you're just like, yeah. And you just kind of let it go maybe. And you just kind of, your subconscious is like, I'm not dealing with
that. A little bit about myself, Braden, is, so I've never been that kind of person. I've always stuck to my guns. I know what I saw. I also have worked for a government defense contractor for a long time. I'm a very honest and trustworthy person.
I
wouldn't lie about something like this. The only reason I'm telling you this
I don't think you're lying.
My real name.
Oh yeah, I don't think you're lying at all. No, I don't. I didn't mean to insinuate that. I don't. I think it's a phenomenally interesting account, and I'm trying to figure out like if this thing was luring you, if it has some sort of like intelligence where it's like, hey, I want to get this person to follow me, because it sounds like it was just like it outpaced you just.
And so, you know, so I'm a hunter too. Like, I grew up hunting my whole life. I'm hunting black bear, you know. I thought I knew what this was. I thought it was just like a baby black bear, so I started like kind of following a little bit, and then I seen it literally walk off on two legs, and I'm like, well, this is something different. And you know, I just kind of followed it, and for 45 minutes I followed this thing from tree to tree to tree, but I never got really a good look at it. But when my friends came to find me, like, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, yo, I'm chasing this fucking thing. And they're like, you've been gone for at least 30-45 minutes, you know, which sounded about right to me, but we could not find any trace of this thing.
It's so weird. That's so weird. I want to like scour through like the Tampa area, like cryptid sightings to see if other people have like seen.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'll give you the address literally of where this shit happened. And literally, it's behind a mattress giant. Like, so this is, they just started developing like this area, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, but before that, it was just like, that was our escape route. Like, we just ran through the woods. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just like, it's so interesting, because I'm like, it sounds so like, just the only thing that throws me off is the small stature, right? I'm like, is this an infant, right? Is this
I was thinking the same thing, because I thought for sure it was like a baby bear. Yeah. But like, now I'm like, man, the only thing I can literally, and it sounds crazy, and I tell every time anybody asks me about this, an Ewok from Star Wars, that's literally all I can tell you is that's what it looked like, but without the fucking bandolier and the fucking, and the hood, you know, cap, the hat, yeah. and the
little stick.
Yeah, man, like, that's literally, that's what I have.
No, it paints such a good picture, but it's so unique, because It does feel like this thing was maybe luring you, which kind of gives it this, like, you know, was there more? Because it's like,
yeah.
The thing is for me is, I'm like, to say this is a Bigfoot, I'm hard pressed to go Bigfoot route. I think this is something completely different,
right? Whether like,
bro, I'm so hard pressed to go Bigfoot.
Yeah, because like,
bro, I'm from Florida.
It's the
like, right? Yeah. But I'm like, that doesn't.
It's so big. It's,
connect to either of the stories either. No, you know, I'm like, what the hell did I see?
Like maybe a small like three and a half, 4 feet, maybe tops.
Yeah, maybe probably yeah, up to yeah, probably. If I was 15 at the time, and I think at that time I thought it came up to probably like my like titty level. So now it's probably like my belly button. Yeah, probably about 3 and a half, 3 foot. Yeah. Three and a half foot.
And see, some people are asking, in the chat. I don't know much about bears. This is from Duchess of Doobies. It says, "I don't know much about bears. Aren't they able to walk on 2 feet? Was the stride maybe not feeling right?"
They absolutely are.
They can. They 100% can. But I'm telling you, 100%. Like, I'm a hunter as well, and it's like, you know, I've come across mom and cubs and stuff. It's like.
Yeah,
what
the problem
is, they stop.
Yeah, so I'm a hunter too. I'm a Florida hunter, right? Yeah. You're from Canada, right? Yeah. A little different. But we still follow the same rules, right? Especially when it comes to bears, right? Yeah. You got a cub. You think there's a cub in the area. You immediately, where's mom?
Yeah. You're like, you could be in trouble. Real trouble.
Real trouble.
If you're where's between mom and cub, you're in grave danger.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. Don't care if you got a brown bear, black bear, polar bear. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're... You're fighting a bear.
Yeah, you're fighting a bear, and you ain't gonna win.
It's now the other thing for me is, I've seen bears walk on 2 feet. They don't look like yes, but they don't look like
no,
it doesn't.
They
look,
walk awkward. Yes. No, they walk super awkward.
Exactly.
Their hips swag like they got something stuck in their butt.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they
no, I and. I'm a bro. I've seen fucking bears walk on 2 feet. Yeah. This was not that.
And the other thing about like it being a baby bear cub, like if someone's like, oh, maybe it was a baby bear cub walking on 2 feet. Baby bear cubs are so fucking curious that if you were pacing one,
no, they would have walked right up to me.
They
would have walked
yes,
right up to me.
They would have,
and
turned.
Then I would have been screwed because mom would have been like, "What the fuck?" And I'd have been held. Like, bro, I would have been that 1% of people that get killed by black bears in Florida.
Yeah. It would have, like, that's the thing is, like, the bear would have stopped to check you out, even if it's like a cub, a little bit older. Like, it wouldn't have just kept outpacing you. Like, bears are like, they're more interested to see, and like, they want to give you a sniff, whatever.
I'm telling you, and I know you know this is true too, as like a person in the outdoor world. Like, if you come across a baby anything, you should move the hell away because mom is not happy you're there. I don't care what the hell it is.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are saying that like it sounds like a skunk ape, like looking it up.
Bro, but so skunk ape, so I'm from Florida, right? You gotta realize that it did not stink. I had no smell.
Yeah, maybe yeah, that's what I'm like saying. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the mold. Someone else asking, was the fur long, black? Any description? Like I know it was far.
No, like I said, the fur to me looks short and like scraggly. Like I said, Ewok, man. If you fucking look at Star Wars, just Ewok without the bandolier and the helmet, man. That's what I saw.
It's so strange because I'm like, you know, I think that one would be easy for people who don't know to be like, yeah, it was a bear. And I'm like, no, it doesn't sound like a bear, though. Like, that's not what bears do.
I know bears.
Yeah, like
I've seen bears. That wasn't a bear.
That's so weird. Someone's asking any berry bushes in the area, Boulder Fields.
Berry bushes, bro. We were behind a fucking mattress giant. So, I mean,
garbage.
maybe I wasn't foraging at the time.
Yeah, it's well. People always ask that because that's a you know, David Politis and his Missing 411 series. Always
oh,
talks
I love
about,
that series, and that's great.
Talks about like
and that's a good question.
The berries, Boulder Fields around because he doesn't like the berries. Obviously, a connection, but the Boulder Fields are like maybe they like to kind of hide in there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So it's,
like I said, bro, it honestly, at the time, like when it happened, I didn't. I mean, like I said, I told all my buddies about it, and we chased it for however, and they thought I was crazy. But it really wasn't until like. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago that my buddy that it happened with was like, do you remember that chasing that fucking Littlefoot? And that's what he calls it, the Littlefoot through the woods behind the mattress giant. And I'm like, oh fuck. Yeah, I do. So like, I don't know if maybe like there's some little memory thing in there too, but like I definitely blocked that out. Like it was, I blocked it completely out.
That's so strange.
Until it was mentioned to me again.
Well,
so fuck, maybe, hell, maybe, bro, maybe I got fucking abducted by Bigfoot. I don't know.
Like, well, I'm hoping, what I'm hoping is that this call, you know, some people hear it in the Tampa area, in the Florida area, and they're like, yeah, I've heard of this, or I know someone that had said they saw something similar, and they can call in and share their similar account, because it's very, like, it's similar, but too different.
Bro,
to like
the mattress giant behind Gun Highway and Citrus Park Drive, you let me know if you've seen something weird behind there.
We're going to call it, we're going to coin this thing right now, the mattress giant Ewok.
Bro, I'm telling you, that, bro, God damn it. That's perfect.
Yeah. Until further notice, that's the name of this thing. So if you think you've seen the mattress giant Ewok out there, call
bro, I'm
in.
Telling you, it's not giant. He's no, a little tiny guy. And he's scared. He runs from
I guess
you.
We should change it because it's
coming up next to you.
It's mattress giant
Ewok. Mattress, bro. No. No, not mattress giant. It's, no, it might be mattress. I don't know. It's one of those fucking millions of mattress stores that they have all the United States for the front. How about, for
we'll call it the mattress Ewok.
There you go. The mattress Ewok. Simplify it a little bit. Easier on the tongue.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that account. I really hope it, you know, piques people's curiosities and, you know, maybe some other people come out of the woodworks that have seen something like this.
Hell yeah. Hey, Braden. I just want to let you know I've been following you guys since the beginning. I'm an original prolapser, and y'all are doing the God's work.
Hey, thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Take
love
care
you,
of yourself.
Brother.
Have a good
hey,
one.
Hey, you, Zell and Andrew, and Dan, you know, for, you
I'll,
know,
I'll give
Dan.
The I'll give the boys your best for from you. Take care.
I will. All right, brother. You have a good night.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, that's so weird, because I'm like, I want to chalk it up. Like, it just doesn't sound like a bear. It doesn't. And it's like, it doesn't really fit the description of a Bigfoot. Like maybe a juvenile, but we don't know much about like juvenile sightings of Bigfoots or baby Bigfoots. Very strange. That's going to be all she wrote for Cosmic Channels this week. Thank you so much to everyone who's been tuning in to Cosmic Channels and showing your love and support for the show. It's been phenomenal growing this thing together. And listen, we'll be back next week, and things are balancing up for me, so you know, we should get some more socials and a bunch of other stuff going. So here to Cosmic Channels. We'll see you all next week at the same time, same place. Cosmic Channels are now closed.